Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's your host, Abhi, and boy, oh boy, do I have a treat for you today. If there's one time when you need to be paying attention, if there's one time where I would ask you to take notes, it's kind of like almost every day on the show, quite frankly, because we have so many awesome people, so many amazing guests come on, and all the information that we're kind of spinning up for y'all here is just really critical when it comes to developing a mindset for real estate investing or kind of connecting the pieces. If you're just starting out, how to wholesale. You know, on thinkrealty.com, I've done a series of training videos for wholesaling real estate. What does that mean? So if you want to check that out, go to thinkrealty.com and learn a little bit more about it. But that's a strategy. That's only one out of many strategies that you can use to start understanding the lay of the land in real estate and get acclimated to the process and get used to the vocabulary so that when you go speak with other people, you just sound good. You sound up to speed and you sound up to par. Part of us bringing influencers and experts on the show is one to demonstrate that there is a good knowledge base of people out there that are willing to help you. And it's good that you know that without any judgment or without any ulterior motive, right? For me, I love doing this every single day. I get to stare at a microphone and I imagine what you look like. And for me, that's businesswoman, businessman, super, super successful entrepreneur, startup geek, kind of like me. You've done well in the markets. You're thinking about other things. And real estate investing is one of those things, whether it's property, whether it's the paper under the property, which is also considered a note. You can buy and sell those as well. You have different strategies with that too. You can be an active real estate investor. You can invest passively. So you might consider syndicating with other real estate investors to buy in an apartment complex, for example. Or you can have your own single family rental portfolio. So there's a lot of stuff that you can do in the real estate world that is super powerful, that will take you from where you are to where you want to be. And that's this mindset thing is so, so critical. And that's what I want to talk about today is one, some of the top tips for real estate investors, the diversification buckets that you should be paying attention to. We'll be talking about that today. Market cycles, where we are, how to capitalize on opportunity. We'll be discussing that. And then, of course, investing with a purpose and leaving a legacy. What does that mean and how can we accomplish this? Far too many times I see flippers and just real estate investors just do it for the money. And it's never about the money. It's never about the money. It's more than that. And my guest today is my very good friend Rick Malero from His Capital Group. And we're going to talk about these things. And when we start talking about investing with a purpose, that's when that's when you should really, really like be in a ninja-like meditative state. Like, I think that's just listen to it. If there's a way that you can download it, which you can, go to thinkrealtyradio.com and you can listen to these. Listen to the show if you've missed it by any chance. You just kind of catch it at the end. This goes for any show. Just listen to it and just understand what it is that Rick will be saying during the show, because it's really, really, really powerful information, and it will change the way that you invest in real estate. And that's all I got to say about that. So let's bring my good friend Rick Malera from his Capital Group on the air with us. Rick, you with me, man?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us today. There's one question that I like to ask of you. You can be as dramatic as you want with your response. I won't judge you. And that is, here's the question. The question is, are you in a real estate of mind, Rick?
Yes, sir, I am. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Every day.
Awesome, awesome. Tell our audience a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so a little bit in a nutshell, we're a real estate investment company, private real estate investment company. I relate to a lot of people that started with nothing, who have no experience, because when I first started, I started as a wholesaler. And over time, I started applying the strategies that I was learning and studying with mentors that I had, and I became the guy that was iBuy guy, the buy, fix, flip, buy, fix, lease. We've evolved into commercial. In 2013, we ultimately took it to the next level and became the bank, which was one of my ultimate goals, was to not just be an investor that was buying houses, but to actually become the bank and start lending money. So over the years, we've been a part of wholesaling, we've been a part of commercial investments, residential, and also lending. So we've had a little bit of everything, and right now that's been one of the keys that has kept us successful in our industry, is being diversified and strategic about our approach. And so that's a little bit in a nutshell of what we do.
Awesome. And I can't wait to talk a little bit about the diversification buckets that you have. You and I have talked about mm-hmm. this at length, and I think it's something that's so crucial, because you can't only flip, right? You can't only flip, and you can't only buy a rental property. You have to be well diversified in the real estate world, and I think that's really cool. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. But before we get there, we have about a minute and a half before we have to just stop talking for a second. What are some of the top tips? I know it's kind of a general question, but what are some of the top uh-huh. tips that you have for new real estate investors just getting into the game?
Yeah, so for a real estate investor just getting in the game, the very first thing that you need to do is, in my opinion, you need to have an inner circle that you start building yourself around. One of the things that I found is people that don't have support, that don't have accountability, usually don't achieve anything. And so what I've learned is, if you really want to have that mindset of an investor, you need to start surrounding yourself around people that are going to champion your vision, people that are going to challenge you to move forward. And I think having that inner circle is one of the first key pieces. The other portion that I think is critical is, it doesn't matter, you know, how much experience you have. This applies to anyone. If you don't have a simple business plan, a plan of attack of where you're going to go, what will happen is you're standing for nothing. So you're available to fall for everything. And it is imperative, if you're going to be successful at whatever stage in the real estate game that you're in, that you develop a simple one-page business plan that is going to remind you every day, or what are the disciplines that I need to apply every day in order to achieve that objective. And I think those are two key pieces: the people you surround yourself with, the simple action plan that you're going to focus on for that year. And then the last portion is massive amounts of action. Because if you have a plan, but you don't work the plan, you will never achieve anything. And so it's imperative to surround yourself with the right people, have a clear plan of where you're going to go, and take massive action until you start getting the traction that you need to get your business to that next level. And so I really believe those are key components to being successful, not only in the real estate space, but in any industry altogether.
I think, quite frankly, if we ended the show, that's gold. Like, that's, we're done, ladies and gentlemen. I couldn't agree more. I think the action piece is so crucial, right? If you're not executing, you're just not. I mean, you could be thinking a million things. You could be writing down a million things. But if you're not taking the steps to execute on a daily basis, it's going to separate you from where you are now and where you're going to be. And where you're going to be is nowhere, right? Essentially, you'll be kind of like a rocking chair, right? It gives you something to do, but it's not really going to get you anywhere. I mean, that's a big, big, big issue, especially when you're new. You need the plan. You need the mentor. You need your inner circle. You need the people on your team. That's super, super crucial, super important. Then you need to outline that blueprint. What does that blueprint look like for you? Is it going to be a flip? Or is it going to be a rental blueprint? Are you going to do this at scale? Are you going to do this just in the short term and you're going to move on to a tech fund? Who knows, right? But at the end of the day, you need those three things. You got the people, the plan, and the actions to take you there. Think Realty Nation, don't go anywhere. A lot more with my buddy Rick when we come back. Make sure to visit him and his team at hiscapitalgroup.com and give him a shout, 407-378-2777. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com. Find me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. Check out the magazine at Barnes & Noble. It's a lot of fun. It's called Think Realty. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th at the Marriott Inner Harbor at Camden Yards. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. Limited early bird tickets, just $45. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5 Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com, exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the landlord helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, I'm back. It's your host, Avi Goldhar, and you know that just from the sound of my just soothing voice. I promise, one day I'm going to do the show, and it's just going to be like, well, hi, it's me. And just keep going. Anyway, my guest today, Rick Malero from His Capital Group, is on the line with us. And before the break, we were talking about the top tips that he thinks that you need to be successful in real estate if you're just getting started. Or, quite frankly, this also applies to if you're transitioning. If you're, say, a flipper and you want to build a single family portfolio, or if you're going into apartment complex investing, for example, or buying notes, for example, you need the people, you need your team, you need your inner circle, you need a plan of what you're going to do. And then, of course, you need to take massive action, because without that action, it's not going to get you anywhere. We were also talking a little bit about diversifying your income, or diversifying the activity into three different types of buckets. And this is where, if you have any type of writing utensil, it might be a paper clip on a wooden surface, who knows, right? Etch it into your brain. This gets really, really fun. This is my favorite part about my conversation with Rick on the weekends, because we end up talking about this at length. And the first time I heard it, it blew my mind. So, Rick, help me understand a little bit about this diversification strategy that you have with the activity buckets.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm really excited about it because, to be honest with you, it was that strategy that saved my business when the market crashed. And so I am not only a believer, I am a survivor because I implemented these strategies. And so I think it's imperative that every investor sits back and begins to consider what is the end game of their business. And that's the very first thing. You know, a lot of guys, when they get in the business, the number one motivator is money. The second one is freedom. And the third one is power for some reason. Now, I will say this, that the issue with just going based on the income approach is that a lot of times what happens is you get really good at one strategy, and that strategy then holds you hostage because you're chasing the money. And what you need to look at real estate investments like is more like a monopoly game. You want to be strategic. In the beginning, you do want to focus on something that will start generating revenue. The question is, what are you doing with that profit? And that's where most people fail in the real estate sector. So if you're a real estate investor, or let's say you're a wholesaler, let's say you're starting from scratch, you start making $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 per wholesale deal. Well, most of those guys just start blowing the money. And so they have to transact every day just to survive.
Mm-hmm.
What I always tell people is, think about the next level. And so the diversification strategy is very simple. We use what is called a 40-40-20 plan. 40% of all of the assets that we're investing in are what we call appreciating assets. These are projects that we're buying below market value, so we're buying the value today. They could be a buy, fix, and flip. It could be a distressed mortgage that we're buying at 20 cents on the dollar. You know, we have different strategies. But for an investor, you should consider the profits that you make, the money that you start earning from wholesaling or earning from flipping. What are you doing with that money? That money cannot just be money that you throw back to create more activity. You should be considering, how do you hire this money to do more work for me, so that at some point in my career, whether it's 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road, that money is doing most of the heavy lifting for me so that I don't have to. So really, if you think about it, what is an investor? An investor is somebody who employs their money to go and produce more profit and bring more money back. And so what I always tell people, if you're starting as a wholesaler or you're just doing flips, that's great. But if you do 4 flips a year, and that average is approximately $100,000, because we surveyed a lot of our clients, anyone that was doing 4, we're doing a minimum of 100 grand a year in flip profit. So what we tell people is, hey, why don't you take a third of that money and put that money to work in income-producing assets? That could be rental properties, which is the second bucket. So 40% of our bucket is, again, appreciating assets. The other 40% is what we call passive cash flow. These are investment opportunities that once you buy it, every month it pays. They could be rental properties. They could be commercial assets, depending on how big you get. They could also be as simple as little whole notes where investors are borrowing from you, and they're paying you every month in lieu of borrowing your money to buy a flip. So the objective here, guys, is to get to the point where your profits are being reinvested in investments that are more passive, so that little by little, you start generating passive residual income. And I always tell people that this is critical. And the reason why it's so critical is because, and I'll quote this, when you really take a look at the picture, cash flow covers a multitude of sins. If I have passive income coming in and I accidentally spend that money on an investment or a marketing strategy and it doesn't work, it's okay because next month I'm still going to collect another check that comes in the mail. Does that make sense? And so it's imperative that you immediately put a plan, whether it's a year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years down the road, to take those profits and reinvest them into cash flow. Now, once you stabilize yourself, meaning you have active profits that are appreciating, so your money's growing, and then you also have passive income that's producing every single month cash flow, that's when you're ready for the 20%. And that 20% is what we call a higher risk, higher reward. Now, those particular investment opportunities may be developments. It may be other projects that may require a higher amount of risk that you're going to try to mitigate, of course, but they have the potential of tripling, quadrupling your money in a shorter period of time. And so most people, unfortunately, chase the whale only to get eaten by it. What I tell you is focus on the fundamentals, appreciation, so you're buying discounted prices, and cash flow, and the whale will literally come to you when you're ready. You don't have to chase the whale. It'll literally land on your beachfront. And so that's the real key to the strategy that we've implemented. And those strategies have allowed us the opportunity to be involved in projects that I never in my wildest dream imagined. In fact, I think I'm the only short Puerto Rican that has ever been involved in owning a castle in Ireland, because in the crash in 2012, we had the ability to do a higher risk, higher reward investment, and it took us to Ireland. And so that's the benefit of putting a strategy that is balanced and diversified. It gives you more options. And that's one of the reasons why I would challenge any investor, new or even experienced, if you're one-dimensional, meaning you only got one strategy, begin putting a plan that allows you to little by little start stacking those chips away to start working for you.
I love what you're saying about giving you options, right? Even if it's, like you said, even if it's just a little bit of capital every single month, a little bit, it goes a long way. And then you find yourself earning those dividends month after month after month. You have the cash flow. And most importantly, I think you have two things. You have security and you have peace of mind, right? And I think for those flippers that are listening out there, I know you're guilty of this, and it happens to everybody. It happens to the best of us, right? It's, oh man, I need to flip and flip and flip and flip. But what happens at the end of the day, you move the asset off your books. You're not building wealth. You don't see cash flow from the asset outside of the one-time flip hit. And like Rick said, most flippers will go to the mall after, or they'll go buy an upgraded car, whatever that looks like for them. That's not the way you play the game. That's how the game ends up playing you, and it becomes a massive challenge for the future. You have to start paying attention to cash flowing assets as well, and that will then just lead up to being able to take on some of these high reward, high risk opportunities. And of course, like you said, you have to make sure that you do your due diligence. That's important. Eyes wide open investing strategy. I think you and I should write a book about that, Rick. Eyes wide open investment strategy. And then
love it.
Once we understand what we're getting into, we have all the options in the world. It doesn't matter then if we're headed in a downward direction in the market. Not really. You know, you could have a stock portfolio. Great. Don't sell. Imagine if you sold in 2007, right? Imagine if you sold in 2008 during the crash. Then what, right? If you would have held during a 10-year period, you would have been fine. You would have been more than fine. You would have bounced back. Don't sell. And that's the entire point of a buy and hold real estate strategy. Put it on a 15-year note, pay it off in 15 years, and benefit from the cash flow. Get into a very aggressive debt repayment plan for that property. Boom, you're done. Think Realty listeners, go to hiscapitalgroup.com for more information on how you can work with Rick and his team. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or find me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, I'm back with my guest, Rick Malera, my good friend from His Capital Group in Florida. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about, a lot about, in depth about, deep dive about, the three different buckets of how you can diversify your investment activity. If you're just tuning in, I'm going to do you a huge favor. I'm going to have Rick just explain that one more time, kind of do a high level on it. We won't do a deep dive, but I do want him to do a quick high level because it is really important, and then we'll jump into the market conversation. So, Rick, give us a high level again of what that strategy looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I always tell people is if you're an investor, that means that your money should be working for you. So if you're working for your money, you got it all wrong. And so when you put a plan together and you begin to invest, and maybe you're actively working, as the profits begin to come in, you need to then start allocating those funds to different buckets. Our buckets are 40-40-20. So you want to write that down. 40% should be investments that you're buying at a discount, meaning they're appreciating assets. You bought equity the day you bought it. The other 40% bucket is what we call income-producing passive cash flow opportunities. These are rental properties, notes, and other investments of that caliber. And then lastly, 20% is a higher risk, higher reward. And those are investment opportunities, again, that have the potential of giving you significant returns, but they are going to have inherent risk. So you want to make sure that you're in a position with cash flow and growing capital that if you make an investment in that higher risk, higher reward bucket and it doesn't produce, in fact, you lose money, it doesn't ruin your business. And that's the reason why that is the smallest amount of allocation that we put in those investments. And so if you do that, I'm telling you from my personal experience, that is what saved my business from going under when the market crashed in 2008 and 2009.
And so that begs the next question. What are these market cycles and where are we currently? So I know you have your awesome opinion on this, and I can tell you I agree wholeheartedly for sure. Let's start off with what are the market cycles that we need to be looking out for, and then where are we in which market cycle?
Perfect. Yeah, and actually, if you want, for anybody who's interested, our economist just finished a forecast for the year to start the process. We do it every quarter, but this one was really heavy. I think we have like 50 pages of data that he ultimately produced, and that was his summary, to give you perspective. So we'd love to share that with whoever's interested in that. So to kind of give you perspective, it's, you know, right now, I don't want to go for a whole hour to teach you on how the market cycle works, but trust me when I say I've done the research and there have been cyclical cycles of the markets in the United States and in other countries, but particularly in the U.S., the first one was 1819. And if we go down, it's incredible to see how trendy the real estate cycle is. And so what I tell people is there's one main reason. There's other reasons for it, but the main reason for why we even have a cycle is because of the word called debt. Because you see, whenever you borrow money, you're borrowing money that you don't have today, that you're not producing today. And the reason why you're doing that is you're borrowing the money today because you're hoping that in the future you'll make enough money to pay off what you owe. And what that does is it guarantees that right now you get to spend more than what you earn, but it also guarantees that in the future you'll have to spend basically less than what you make in order to pay back what you owe. And so what that does is starts creating debt bubbles, and people can't afford and they're over-leveraged, and a lot of times that creates that bubble that everybody talks about where there's a correction. Now, currently in our real estate cycle, I would say that just about every single city across the United States of America is now officially in the growth stage. So what's beautiful about the growth stage is that the growth stage allows for opportunity for people to make money. But it also creates a lot of competition. So if you're in the industry, you have to be innovative, you have to be aggressive, or you will be left behind by those that are hungrier than you. Okay. The other positive, of course, of the real estate cycle in today's growth stage is that there's an opportunity for you to make a lot of money. Now, I was just recently speaking at a real estate investor event in Tampa, and there was like 160 people there, and everybody had this question, like, so what are you doing, Rick? What are you doing right now in this particular growth stage to capitalize? And what I basically told people shocked them. In fact, they were like, where did you get this? And so I'm going to share this with you real briefly. So what we're doing as a company right now, believe it or not, is we are taking the opportunity. We're going literally full throttle. We're being extremely aggressive. We're buying more properties for flips. We're buying more rental properties. We're about to deploy $40 million this year just in the lending arm. I mean, we're pushing to the max to take our business to the next level. Now, what we're doing with the profits and with what we generate is completely different. What we're using with the profits is we're allocating a significant amount of that money to pay down any properties or any investments that we have with mortgages. We want them free and clear as quickly as we possibly can get them. And we're also taking a significant amount of the profits and we're storing them away. The reason why is because we're beginning to position ourselves to be in a place that when the market crashes, because folks, there will be another correction. Maybe the next one isn't going to be as bad as the last one, but there will be a correction nonetheless. And we want to have our company positioned both capital-wise and debt-wise, and even with staffing training, to be able to capitalize on those opportunities and be way more aggressive when the market changes. And so we're looking at the foresight of the future. So we're now allocating resources to pay down debt. We're allocating resources to get cash heavy in the savings. And we're developing our staff so that they're trained to do a variety of different tasks so that when the market shifts, we have very strong team members that will have the ability to reposition their strategies to help us to capitalize when the market goes down. Now, the key question is, Rick, why are you doing this and where did you get this strategy from? And I have to make a confession. That strategy I actually stole from the Bible of all places. I know it sounds like sacrilegious here, but it's true. I was actually reading about the cycles. And believe it or not, the Bible has a lot of historical data, and there's a lot of archaeological evidence of many of those things. And what's interesting, I started researching the story of Joseph, who apparently, according to that story, basically had interpreted a dream of Pharaoh. And there were 7 years that they were going to be growth years in their market and their land, and there were going to be 7 years that were going to be so bad that anybody who wasn't ready was going to go under and lose everything. And so Joseph, having the administrative skills, put together a plan to position Pharaoh to be on top of the entire opportunity when the market crashed in their market in those other 7 years. And it was interesting to see that he had the foresight and he had the systems in place to actually take all these things and put them in the storehouse. He structured certain rivers and he did certain very important things so that when the 7 years of famine began, they were the only source, they were the only solution to the problem. And for doing that, that entire region became extremely wealthy and they were able to capitalize on those opportunities. And ultimately, they helped other people as well, because there was a lot of people in Egypt that if it wasn't for the Pharaoh's wealth and his ability to provide for them, they would have had nothing to eat. And so I say that to say that we're implementing that strategy now because we recognize that in these growth stages, we can be fooled by the luxury and spending, or we can be smart about using prudent tactics to position ourselves for the next correction.
And I think that's where the story needs to start, right? It needs to start with eyes wide open, what's going on, and how do we position ourselves so that in the next coming year and a half or two, if there is a correction, well, there's going to be a correction at some point in time, but let's assume that it's going to be, say, toward the end of 2019. That's one thing we can guarantee, right? We can absolutely guarantee there's going to be a correction in the future. We need to make sure that we have the ability to take advantage of those opportunities. And guess what? You don't necessarily have to have all the capital in the world, but if you build the right relationships, both on the inventory side and the capital side, boy, oh boy, you're really in good shape. You can find the deals when you need them. You have the relationships with the agents, the brokers, the wholesalers, the builders, the whomever. And then you have the relationships with the capital side. And boom, that can be a absolutely total winning strategy for any real estate investor looking to take advantage of a market downturn. And guess what happened? That's what happened with a lot of my mentors and investors and influencers that were smart back in 2008, 9, and 10. Guess what they did? They didn't run. They didn't go anywhere. They stayed right there. They stood their ground and they bought property. Didn't you wish you did too? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. My guest, Rick Malero from His Capital Group. Check him out, hiscapitalgroup.com. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com and find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever. Ask me your real estate investing question because I know you have them and I'm one to answer them in video format. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers? All exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. Five Arts delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At Five Arts, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, Five Arts delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to fivearts.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to fivearts.com.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? RentFacts combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, RentFacts can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how RentFacts can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RentFactsPro.com. RentFactsPro.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty listeners, guess what? It's the home stretch. It's those 10 minutes that are the most critical. It's that last rep of that workout that's going to give you the biggest gains ever. And here's what's coming up in the next 10 minutes. We're talking about investing with a purpose. This entire show has been geared toward this specific segment. We've talked about the top real estate tips that Rick had for real estate investors, the diversification strategy that he uses, the 40-40-20 rule that he uses. I think it's an awesome strategy. If you're just tuning in, you're kind of missing the show a little bit, no big deal. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com here in the next maybe day or so, and you'll be able to hit play and listen to all the goodies and all the gold that Rick had mentioned throughout the show. I highly recommend that you do that. And then, of course, reach out to him and his team at hiscapitalgroup.com. So we did talk about the 40-40-20, or 40% in appreciating assets, 40% in passive income, 40% in high reward activity. We talked about the fundamental appreciation and cash flow. That's significantly important. We talked about the market cycles. We talked about where we are and how to capitalize on the market cycle. Rick, let's talk a little bit about investing with a purpose and leaving that legacy. What does that mean?
You know, Abhi, this is really a very emotional subject for me because for years, I think in this world, people are driven by their pursuit of wealth, in many cases, pursuit of pleasure, or pursuit of significance. And for years, as an individual, I've always in my heart wanted to do good. I wanted to help people. I want to leave a legacy for my children that they can follow after. And a few years ago, my father-in-law, actually this is going on 2 years now, was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And it was during this patch of time that we were all struggling as a family together to try to come up with a solution that I decided that I wanted to go on a lake, sit down and meditate for a little while. And I actually wrote down my eulogy. And number one, that was one of the most difficult things I've ever done. I mean, I was sick to my stomach at the thought of it. But what I realized after writing this eulogy is that what I wrote was the man that I want to be remembered as. This is the person that I want to aspire to be like. And then I started looking at my goals for business and my personal goals. And I realized that there was a significant difference in direction between the goals that I was aiming for and the man that I want to be remembered for. And so what I started doing is I started really looking at my business, and I realized that I was driving a lot of my business based on my aspirations of building wealth. But my heart was more longing for significance. And so I started masterminding, and I said, from now on, this business is going to be centered around significance over wealth. And what we started doing was trying to find ways that we can integrate as a core focus of our company, where as we invest money and we get a profit, that we start investing some of those profits in projects that make a difference in helping those that cannot help themselves. And we started with a couple of small projects. The office got involved, and it is incredible to see the culture in our office. People come to the office because they want to make a difference. It's no longer about a dollar bill. It's about, hey, that dollar has a face to it. We get to save this child. In, for example, Ukraine is one of our projects where we're helping children from being human trafficked or even taking them out of the worst case environments to bring them a place of safety. This year, we even took it to a whole nother level. And as a company, we've realized that it's not about just throwing your money away or giving it to all these other organizations. The key is being a good steward. So we take the seed, which is our money, we invest it, we sow it, we water it, we nurture it. And as it begins to produce fruit, we take of that fruit. And the first thing that we do with the fruit is we start blessing those who have need. And I am blown away by the amount of people that it has impacted, the lives it's changed, the culture it's built in our company, and the fulfillment that I feel in my heart every day when I know that everything we do is making a difference in the lives of other people. And so one of the groups of people that have always been in my heart are our soldiers that are coming back from war that are suffering with PTSD. Some of them are only infantry, so they don't really have any abilities other than the skill sets they have, which is how to use a weapon, right? So it doesn't really apply in a regular environment here in the U.S. And so I connected with a gentleman who's an ex-Navy SEAL, and we bonded. I loved his heart. He wanted to help his brothers in arms, and he happened to have a skill, which was basically building bunkers and barracks for other soldiers in the field with shipping containers. And we came up with this concept as we talked about, well, what if we started building homes from shipping containers, and what if we built a team that would have vocational rehabilitation for these soldiers in arms that are coming in that have no purpose. And we use that group of people to build these containers. And let's partner up with some of the local people here that might be dealing with homelessness or other problems. And let's work together with them to provide affordable housing for these families that are kind of transitioning. And before we knew it, here we are building our container house. We've got soldiers that are coming in that are already learning new skills, new trades. They're bonding incredible. And we're working towards literally right now with a group to hopefully in the next few months put a deal together. We're going to build hopefully 150 units that will be built out of containers to provide permanent housing for transitional families that are literally living in motels because they can't afford even a deposit to move. And so it's incredible to see that even our borrowers and our passive investors, when they saw what we were doing, they're like, hey, can I pledge a percentage of my profits towards this project? And it's just amazing to see this movement take place. And so what I want to challenge anyone listening today, it doesn't have to be a project like the one I described. My challenge to you is when you die, what are you leaving behind? Is it just money or are you going to leave a legacy that has made an impact in the lives of thousands, millions of people? And so what I would encourage you to do is, as you consider investing and you're doing your deals, start thinking about what makes you cry, what makes you smile, what makes you sing. That passion, that desire that you want, that is going to, in most cases, be helping people, find that passion and incorporate it, infuse it in the culture of your business, and you will be amazed at the next level that your company will reach. I can't even describe to you in words the impact that it's made, not only on my life, my children, the people around me, the team, the commitment. It's just, it's given us a complete new zeal in life and with purpose to help other people. And who knew that real estate can achieve that? That's what I love about what we do.
That's incredible. I mean, I think if we want to really be better, we have to get out of the mindset that it's all about money. Right? It's
absolutely.
We just can't be there, because then we're not being the best human beings that we can, and instead we end up just kind of doing it for money. And that's never ever what it's all about. It's all about figuring out the best way, the most efficient way to elevate another person to being a better version of themselves and giving them that chance, because we're privileged, right? We live in a great country. We live in the best country in the world. We have all the opportunities in the world. We have clean water and we have electricity. We have shelter. We have government facilities, right? We have these things. We have libraries. We have books. We have public institutions. We have scholarships. We have people that are willing to listen. There are parts of the world where this doesn't exist. And we live in a bubble sometimes. We need to get out of that bubble and understand that, one, there are people out there that need help and that need support. And they need love. And without love, and without being able to transfer that or give that to somebody else and really show them the type of person that you can be and the person that they can be, I feel like we would fail to realize the greatness that we truly are. And that's ultimately, for me, the biggest fear that I have for anybody, is failing to realize the greatness that they are outside of just accumulating a bunch of numbers in a bank account because that's what they feel is important. That's not what's important. What's important is so much more beyond that. Rick, thank you very much for your time today. I certainly appreciate you coming on the show. It was amazing to reconnect and to have this conversation, not only about diversifying your income activity or your investing activity, but then also the most important, which is investing with a purpose and leaving a legacy. What's the best way that folks can get in touch with you?
If you're interested in learning more or even getting involved, just hiscapitalgroup.com. Feel free to call our office directly. The number's on the website. Would love to connect with you, see if there's any way that we can help you to cultivate a culture in your business, or to see if there's any way that we can help you take your business to the next level. So thank you, Avi. I'm honored to be here with you, brother.
Absolutely. And that is the show. Think Realty listeners, go to thinkrealty.com for more information about real estate investing. And if you want to get in touch with me, just one-on-one in a very super awesome setting, hit me up on Instagram at Avi Golhar. Also, make sure to check out our print magazine at Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores. It's also called Think Realty. So we made it nice and easy for you. Until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
BizTalk Radio,